Okay, once again, Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, page 292. Now we're all the way at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, the conclusion of Shmoneh Esrei. So Mechaber says, Aleph, Koreo Fosea Gimel Psios Lachorav Bechria Achas. That you, now we step back, right? We approach Hashem, and we'll go through this again a little bit in a second. At the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, now you have to step back. We've seen ideas about this throughout, like not passing in front of someone who's or getting close to someone who's davening Shmoneh Esrei because the Shekhinah is there. So the Shekhinah is right in front of you, so you have to take leave of the Shekhinah, step back. It's unfortunately something that's lost in our cash society, but you know, when you go like in shul, you shouldn't turn your back to the Aron Kodesh, and you step down facing the Aron Kodesh, or where there's a big Talmud Chacham and you take leave of them, you shouldn't turn your back. You walk out the other way, facing the Talmud Chacham. So obviously the same thing applies to the Shekhinah. So the Shekhinah is right in front of you, so you bow and step back three steps behind you in one bow. Now, there's 2 points here which people a lot of times just, I mean, not that I'm looking back, but they just step back and then do the three bows. So here we see clearly, and the Mishnah Berurah explains this, that that's incorrect. That once you start going back, you're bowing when you take three steps back. You're bowed while you're stepping back. This obviously makes sense. As Mishnah Berurah says, like a servant who's leaving his master. So if you just step back without bowing, so, you know, okay, it's nice you're stepping back, you know, facing Hashem, so to speak, then you don't turn your back on Hashem, but you're supposed to go back bowed three steps. And again, you're bowed as you step back. And when, after you finish those three steps, be'oda korea, while you're still bowed, kodem shiyakov, before you straighten up. So again, you're still in that bowed position. Kesha omer, so again, you're stepping back, you're bowed. Now when you're at the point of the end of the three steps, Kesha omer ose shalom mirmomav, when you say those words, ose shalom mirmomav, hofech panav litzad smolo, you bow, you turn your face, you turn your head to your left, right? To your left. So you're bowed going back the three steps, and then you go, ose shalom bimromav, you on the left side. Shomer hu yase shalom, and we say, hu yase shalom, oh, excuse me, that was wrong. Kshiyomar hu yase shalom aleinu, excuse me, and when you say hu yase shalom aleinu, now that's important, the Mishnah Berurah obviously points that out. A lot of people make that mistake, which I just slipped on. They say, ose shalom bimromav, hu yase shalom aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. That's incorrect. It's hu yase shalom aleinu, comma, v'al kol Yisrael, right? Well, we'll get to the right. Aleinu hofek pan l'tzad yamino. So after the aleinu, you bow to your right. V'achach yishtach v'lefanav keva niftar mirabo. Then you finish the rest, bowed straight, like you're leaving your master. And the Rama says, "V'nagu lomar achar kach." And then, as you all know, now you took the three steps. You said, "Oso shalom hu yaseh shalom aleinu v'alkol Yisrael v'imruamein." So the custom is to say, "Yiratzon shibad beis hamidash." Right, the yiratzon. Why? So now you find out why. Ki atfil b'makam havoda, because as we know, davening is in the place of the service in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, l'chaim evakshim al HaMikdash shenuchal lasos avoda mamish. So therefore, we daven for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt so we can actually do the avoda. Now, they daven in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Don't think Mashiach comes, you know, you won't have to come all the time and, you know, get off. But again, obviously, we would like to actually do the avoda. So therefore, we daven for that. Okay, so there's a lot here. Let's just do one final thing, which is not going to be so short, and that is the three steps. Where did the three steps come from? So the Mishnah Berurah says the Beis also brings a number of reasons. We'll get to in a second. But Chazal say that the reason is because we discussed this before. We talked about the three steps forward, beginning of Shemitz, right? that in the merit of the three steps that the Mulka Netzar took in the honor of Hashem, that there was a scroll being sent to the Jews, and in it was written in the honor of the King of the Jews and in honor of God of the Jews, Hashem. And the Mulka Netzar Chazal said, ran three steps to stop the messenger from saying it, because it's not right. You don't put the God second. So you should write the other way. In honor of the God of Israel and the king. So because of that, those three steps that he took in the honor of Hashem, Zacha v'hichri Beis HaMikdash. He was the one who had the merit to destroy something that was indestructible, the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we take three steps and daven that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down the other reasons that the Mishnah Berurah alluded to that the Beis Yosef says. And that is, one is when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, so Chazal say he went through three steps, three layers, three steps, Choshech, Anan, and Arafel. So therefore, again, we're approaching Hashem. So in a way, if you want to look at it this way, it's like we're transforming, going through those three layers, three steps. Also, the Aruch HaShulchan brings down that a Kohen, when he finishes his avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, he had to take three steps back. So again, we saw this before. We see this throughout Halakha that, for example, when we wash Negavasa in the morning, so a lot of people know the famous reason, and that is because to get rid of the Ruach Ra and so on and so forth. But another reason is you're like a Kohen about to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Your day is like the Beis HaMikdash, your Beis HaMikdash. So you have to wash your hands. We all know, like when coming to Davin, we're supposed to wash, you know, in the Beis HaMikdash before they had to wash their hands and their feet. So we don't make you wash your feet. But again, so the same thing, you have to realize when we're davening, it's like we're doing the avodah. It's like you're Kohen serving. So therefore, you have that same idea, taking three steps back. So those are the three reasons. V'chanetzar, Moshe Rabbeinu, Lahavdil, and like a coin in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, we'll talk about this a little more. Meretz Hashem tomorrow. Obviously, there's a lot more to discuss. Okay, we'll pick this up another tomorrow.